This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Yesterday, we heard from the Michigan Film Commissioner, Margaret O'Reilly, and her views on Governor Snyder's proposal to cut the state's film tax credits from $50 million to $25 million. Even as lawmakers line up on either side of this issue, some vowing to fight to maintain that $50 million and others agreeing with the governor that the film incentive takes money away from must-have programs such as public safety, education, the filmmaking community is watching and wondering whether Michigan's film industry can stay afloat. One of those filmmakers is Michael Zervos of Northville. His company is Mother and Midwife Pictures. He's in pre-production right now for a film called Papu to be shot here in Michigan using Michigan actors. Welcome, Michael. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
So how important, as we talk to you as a filmmaker, are these state tax credits to your process of getting a film done?
Sure. Well, the whole reason why I'm making this film is because of the incentives. I mean, I lived in L.A. for a while, and I'd probably be there still if it wasn't for the fact that these incentives allowed me to create a film, the budget of $200,000, for much, much less. And I love the state, and I would like to stay here, and I would like to be able to set a base here and to hire Michigan fellow Michigan filmmakers, actors, and crew members. And the reason why I came back here is because of the generous film incentives. So they're very important.
Under Governor Granholm.
Under Governor Granholm. Well, actually, the 40%, 42% that was removed, mm-hmm. I didn't have anything. I didn't touch that at all. When I came back from L.A., I touched the – it's about 30, 35% that I'll be receiving on my film if approved. But that's the reduced amount that Governor Snyder had invoked.
Okay. So tell us, if you could have your way and get the support for state tax incentives, how does that work?
Sure, sure. Well, it always starts with a story. You write a mm-hmm. script and you start hiring individuals that might be able to support you, producers, individuals that are familiar with the incentive. My co-producers and my line producer have guided me through the process because this is my first time working with incentive programs.
And the process being?
The process is you'll submit – it's a very lengthy document. Mm-hmm. And compared to what there used to be with the 40, 42%, they have closed some of the loopholes so that you can't really have any independent contractors. The state wants to get money. They want to make sure that they're not getting the 10% on the dollar, I think, that they were getting before some of the loopholes were closed. But mm-hmm. what you do is you fill out a bunch of documents. You have to submit your script. You have to submit a list of Michigan residents. You have to submit a budget. And it's a very thorough process. You have to have 80% of your budget before you actually apply to the incentive program. So I had to raise approximately $160,000 before I could even apply. So after all that, the state is really interested in making sure that you have a budget, that you have a script, and then you're hiring Michigan workers.
And you have to document that.
And you have to document all of it.
And now the $160,000 mm-hmm. that you had to raise.
Sure.
How'd you do it?
Well, it was a combination of private investors and Kickstarter, actually. And Kickstarter has been a great boon to us as independent filmmakers, as video game designers, artists in general. We put our project online, and we advertised it, and we raised $50,000, I think $51,000. So it was fantastic for us, and it not only added to our money that we didn't have to pay back to our incentives. It also promoted the film because it acted as like a blog, a platform that we could send all over the world and people could donate to us and listen to my voice, my video, which mm-hmm. was on there. And if they liked it, then they donated.
We're speaking on Stateside today with filmmaker Michael Zervos of Northville. His company is Mother and Midwife Pictures. They're right now in pre-production for a feature film called Papu that Michael's hoping to shoot here in Michigan, and he's certainly hoping to take advantage of the film incentives being offered by this state. Right now, we're at a $50 million film credit cap. Governor Snyder's recent budget proposal would cut that to $25 million. If that happens, what do you see happening for producers and directors like yourself, Michael?
Well, in 2009 and 2010, we saw an incredible what Michigan filmmakers call the golden age. I use that kind of as a tongue in cheek because it was only 2 years long, but we saw thousands of jobs come in here. A lot of indirect spending. I think $80 million or $800 million of economic output. And now, because of this, Hollywood doesn't really trust Michigan anymore. The Michigan filmmakers felt like the rug was pulled out from under them. Same with Hollywood producers. And they don't want to enter a political issue where they feel like there's a lot of tumultion going on in Michigan right now and a lot of political indecisiveness. So if this happens, I fear like we can say goodbye to the film industry here, at least for the kind of strength that we were hoping for pre-2010.
Yet Governor Snyder says, yeah, the film industry is great, but the incentives are not the way to do it.
Yes.
How do you answer that?
Well, I understand. I've lived in the state for my whole entire life. I absolutely love the state, and I want to make sure that it succeeds. The governor, I believe the governor is wrong for a couple of different reasons. This Michigan incentive not only creates a lot of economic output, a lot of jobs, but it also creates a lot of excitement for my peers, 20 through 30, people coming out of college, wanting to make movies, and people that have been out of work for a very long time. These are individuals that that would be working in Michigan if it wasn't for the fact that that these incentives could be dissipating. So I think that the government wants its due, of course. The 10 cents on every dollar in 2009 and 2010 wasn't good enough for them. And it closed some loopholes. This new incentive has closed some loopholes. And I think that that is the way to go. But I think I tell the governor that it needs a little bit more time. And we saw growth from 08 to 09 and 09 to 2010. And I asked the governor just to give us a little bit more time and show him that we can actually create a viable economic program.
Tell us a little about Papu.
I
know you're in pre-production now, correct?
We are. So the film is about a child and his relationship with his grandfather. The grandfather, he's diagnosed with cancer, and he eventually tells his family the news, but he doesn't tell his grandson. And throughout this transformation his grandfather's growing through, his grandfather withers and goes through chemotherapy. His grandson misinterprets this and imagines that his grandfather is going through changes that aren't actually happening. And he copes with this process of loss in a completely different way than his family. And so this story is about imagination, is about life and death, all told through a child's perspective.
And you're planning to have how many Michigan actors and crew in your film?
Oh, boy. We have over 40 Michigan cast members, and we've actually just finished casting, and we're releasing those names on our website. And we have, I would say, 40 to 50 crew members, too. So we're hiring about 90 Michigan workers.
So the high hopes. So what's next? What are we going to watch for? You're in pre-production, which means you're doing the casting.
Sure.
Getting your money together.
Right. We are continuing to finance. We are finishing up location scouting. So we're looking all over the Metro Detroit area to find locations to shoot our film. And pretty soon we'll start going into figuring out what kinds of shots we want, designing the set, the wardrobe, makeup, all the little odds and ends that go into filmmaking. That's what we'll be doing during pre-production starting May 1st.
Michael, do the film incentives, the state tax credits, are they more helpful to small independent producers like yourself or for the big guns, the George Clooneys who produced and directed Ides of March or Disney coming in with Oz in terms of movie making in our state? You're very nimble in a way that a Disney production is not. That's a behemoth. Which benefits more?
Well, I would say that with production companies as large as Disney, they have the money to create massive films wherever they go. They can shoot it somewhere, whether it's in-state or out of the state, out of the country. They're going to make their movie regardless. Now, for an individual like me, I wouldn't have been able to make my movie if it wasn't for the incentive. So it's either a make or break for me. Disney makes its Oz film regardless. George Clooney makes his film up in the air regardless. Ides of March. And I think that it's a benefit to independent filmmakers because they just don't have a lot of money to begin with. They don't have a lot of big names that are going after their films. And everybody has to start small.
And do if you talk about a percentage of Michigan workers, mm-hmm. Do you have a bigger percentage planned for your movie than a percentage that would be used, let's say, in a Real Steel or some of the big studio productions?
Well, I would have said that may have been the case pre-2010 mm-hmm. when there were still a lot of individuals that were coming out of Hollywood either in higher managerial positions or higher crew positions, what we call above-the-line positions. But now, I think that films such as possibly this Gosling movie, mm-hmm. which is casting outside of their lead roles, casting a lot of films here locally, I think that you're going to see a lot higher percentage in big budget movies than you used to. So I hope to see an increase, and I think that that's going to happen too.
Well, we are talking with Michael Zervos, filmmaker from Northville, who is in pre-production right now for a feature film called Papu that is hoping will be shot in Michigan starting this spring, mm-hmm. and also keeping his fingers crossed that the film incentives stay at that $50 million in tax credits and not cut. So we shall see as the story evolves. Michael, thanks for talking with us today.
Oh, thank you very much for having me.